Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. First two dots over here. Even if you're going to use 10 towels, it would still be a problem because you're by yourself. And we're worried you're going to squeeze it out. Reisha Rebusa Kamash Malan. Says Rebusa Kamash Malan. Both the beginning and the end are trying to just Reisha Rebusa Kamash Malan. Da Afilu Hani Delon Afishu Bumai. Even when you're using 10 towels, and not that much, there's not that much water in each of the towels. Kevin Techadu. Even though that's the case, because he's only one person, also the Eschita, he doesn't have the same peer pressure or checks and balances other people around that he's going to come do, or worried he's going to do the schita with the towels. The safer was Chavash Malan. Also, the end is also a chiddush. I feel a hani d'infishu b'mai. Even if you have one towel and there's a lot of water inside of the towel, I feel a hani d'infishu b'mai. Kevin to Rabbanin whom they're going to be watching each other and making sure that they're not going to use to squeeze out the water from the towels. Tanur Rabbanu Mistak Ad Balontus Minich Machlon. A person can dry himself off with a towel and then put it in the window. V'loy Misrena Loli Iron. You can't give it to the bathhouse attendant. Because we are they're suspected of wringing out towels. Rabbi Shimon Omer Misak Ba'alontis Achas Mifel Biyadei Losochbeis. So Rabbi Shimon says you can dry yourself off with a towel and then carry it in his hand, and there's no problem of possibly we're not worried about him wringing it out. Amar Le Ba'alei Rabbi Yosef Hachsamai Wasalach Amar Le Har Rabbi Shimon Har Rabbi Har Rabbi Hashmuel Har Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. So there's different shitas. What's the halacha? It depends who you ask. Rabbi Shimon had the Amr. Rabbi Shimon just said you could do it. Rabbi Tanya Amr. Rabbi Amr. Rabbi Shahinu Lamein Torah. It's a Rabbi Shimon Tzikoa. Hayinu Mal and Shemar Avaluntius Mechaz Lagayim Megag Karfiv Ad Shahinu Magin Etz Ma'ayan Shahinu Rochtim Bo. So they said that he's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would agree because he allowed them to walk and do a bunch of things. As long as they're not taking it, it's just a rabbin daraisa. Shmuel, the Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mistapik, Adam Aluntios, maybe it'll be other Tokhbeso. You can bring the towel into your house. So he allowed it. Also, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar of Yechia, Abar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Halachi, Mistapik, Adam Aluntios, maybe it'll be other Tokhbeso. He also said you're allowed to do it. So everyone agrees you're allowed to take this towel. When we Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan really say that. Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Mishnah, he holds that if it's default Mishnah without any attribution to it, so he will hold like the Mishnah, it's none. And the Mishnah, which out without attribution, says, if you're by yourself, even if you have 10 towels, you're not allowed to. So Gemara says, no, Hahuben Keben Chachinai Masnila. That's in accordance with Ben Chachinach, and therefore it's not going to be a default. Default Mishnah, it's not going to be an unattributed Mishnah, it's rather a specific one, and therefore he wouldn't have to paskin like that. Rabbi Yochanan therefore says that you would be allowed to against our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ha'ayorin, Mivim Ba'alarin, Nashim Levevani. The attendants of the bathhouse can bring the women's clothing to the bathhouse on Shabbos. As long as it covers the majority of the body, meaning that they're wearing it as opposed to carrying it. If you have some kind of scarf which hangs down, you have to connect it to it so that it's really enveloping your body. It has to be lower than your shoulders. If it is, when you tie it, it has to be lower than the shoulders so that it sort of envelops more of your body. He said to the people of Mechuzah, when you move the clothing for the soldiers, make sure that you that it goes lower down on your body, so it's like you're really wearing it, you're not just draping it over your shoulders. You're allowed to rub oil in as long as you're not going to do it like you do in the weekday. First, you should put the oil and then you should rub. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, you should put the oil and rub at the same time, and that way it's different than I guess you would do normally, where you would rub and then put the oil on afterwards. I don't know. Avaloma almin, but you shouldn't do it with amlin. You shouldn't do it in a forceful way, like a very exerting rubbing of some kind. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Aslama Bakarkaisa Shel Diumses Mivnesha Ameles Umerapa. You can't stand on the floor of this specific kind of bathhouse on Shabbos because it warms you and heals you through the warmth. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Kol Yomel Shel Diumses Esther V'Achad Yom V'Atzes V'Nemiyan. that the time that this works, this therapeutic bathhouse, is only 21 days in Shavuos' party. The beginning of this 21 days, or it's after 21 days, Tashima Damar Shmuel Kul Shekhanya Midivcha V'Aratzar Temalu. All the days from all the drinks are effective from Pesach until Shavuos, which is presumably Shavuos is the end of it. Dilma Hassam, the Gemara says, wait a second, Dilma Hassam, who to comment Karar al Mamali. That's only in terms of when it's cold. Aval Hachemishim Havlahu, because here it's talking about the warm, so maybe it's a different threshold. Kevin Dechamim al Matfei Mali, maybe it's warmer in the summer, and therefore Shavuos would be the beginning of the period. We don't necessarily know. So Amar Abichel B'chamer de Pro Gisa Umay de Dio Meses Kipchu Aser Sashvatim Yisrael. These drinks, the wine of Perigusa, Phrygia, I don't know how to say it in English, and the water of Diomessus, take the 10 tribes away from the Jewish people because they were attracted to these liquids and they somehow are intoxicating and they made themselves addicted in things other than the Torah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach iklahasam. Once Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went there, Imshach Basari Aikir Talmide, he lost all of his learning because he got drawn into these liquids, into this wine, it's alcohol. Kiyadar Asa Kamlamikir Vesifra Abayin Lamikir, he came to the Torah and he says, Hachorosh Hazel Lachem Omar Hacharesh Hailibam. He misread the Torah. What exactly this means, a lot of interesting drushes based on this, but not for now. Babar Rabbanan Rachmay Alev, Hajjah Talmide, the rabbis davened for him and he remembered all of his learning. That's what it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Norai Omar Havigol. You should always go to a place that has Torah, and you shouldn't think that the Torah is going to come after you. That because people, when you have other people that are learning Torah, so they're going to make sure that you're learning Torah too, and you shouldn't just rely on your own personal individual thoughts to make sure that you can learn Torah. So Tana lo Rabbi Nahore Shema Ella Rabbi Nechemya Shema is really Rabbi Nechemya says if Amir Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Shema. People say that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach learned from his ways and he said it himself. V'lamak Shema Rabbi Nahore. Why would they call him Rabbi Nahore? In that case, Sheman here any Chacham Halacha, because he would illuminate the eyes of the rabbis with halacha, and therefore it's so important for him to get his halacha back. But you should not scrape off the oil. Shabbos Hanarabana in Garvan Megaras or Shabbos. You can't use a scraper on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Gamil Omer Imhayuraglam Chulach Svatid V'Tzah Gorer Kadar Kavein Chosheish. If your clothing is filthy with dirt, so you can scrape it off in a normal way. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda Avidilav Imay Magararta De Kaspa. He made a silver scraper for him that it would be somewhat different on Shabbos when he would use it. In Yerni Lekardima, you're not allowed to go into a swampy river. My time Mishum Pika, because of the mud, it's going to make you slip, and you're going to come to either get all your clothing dirty, you're going to wring it out, or something else. Vinos Matzvizim Shabbos, you cannot. Cause you have to vomit. You're allowed to do it with your hand. You can't just do it with any. You can't do it with any potion. It's going to cause you to throw up. Even in the weekday, you're not allowed to do it in any way, presumably because you're going to be wasting food. You cannot align the child's bones. So that for swaddling the child you're allowed to do. Wait a second, didn't we say you're not allowed to? So the only problem is when you're straightening out the spine, that's going to be a problem. This is presumably only after the first day because we have said before that you're allowed to rework the child earlier on in Shabbos. We're going to talk about it in a second. You can't put back a broken bone. Oh no, that's something else. So before earlier in the Gemara, I think Rashi tells us from the Tochacha, we learn what things you're allowed to do for the sake of Shabbos, and therefore this is only talking about a couple days after the child is born. But when the child is born, in that moment, you're allowed to do whatever you need to for the sake of keeping the child alive and healthy. So the Gemara continues, Ein Machzir Nes Hashever, Amar Rabbi Chanan Bakdasa, Amar Shmuel Halacha Machzir Nes Hashever. You're allowed to reset a broken bone on Shabbos. Rabbi Barachana Ikle Pumbedisa Lo Al Mokher Tere Yehuda. So Rabbi Barachana didn't go to Shir when he visited Pumbedisa. So Shadil Adaday Olay Amar Lay Zil Garbe. He said, grab him by his clothing. Asa Garbe Asa Ashkei De Chadarish Ein Machzir Nes Hashever. He heard Rabbi Yehuda's teaching that you're not allowed to reset a bone. Amar Lay Hachi Amar Rav Chana Bigdasa Bagdasa Amar Shmuel Halacha Machzir Nes Hashever. We learn the halacha from Shmuel that you're allowed to do it. So Amar Lay Hachana Didan V'Hashmuel Didan V'Lo Shmieli V'La Bedina Gavar Girav Tich. We needed you to come. Basically, we need you to come here so you can teach that halacha. It's a good thing you came to share. basically to teach us that that Shmuel says you're allowed to put the bone back into place. Despite the fact they're both from Bavel, Shmuel and Chana, Rav Chana. Okay, so Misha Nifrika Yado, someone whose hand was dislocated. Rav Avi Haviyasa Kamei Rav Yosef Shani Le Yadei V'Amar Le Hachimai. Can I do like this to put it back? Aser. V'Hachimai. Can I do like this? Aser. Amar Le Aser. Ad Hachi Itvach Yadei. By the time he figured it out, it all went back together by itself. So Amar Le Ma'iti Bayoch. Why'd you ask? Hatanan. The Mishnah says Misha Nifrika Yado Araglo Itrafim Betoni. You can't put it in cold water in a normal way. But Rachos Ukedaki. But you can normally wait. You can wash yourself normally, even strapping and strapping, and it goes back in. It goes back in by itself, or relocates by itself. Amalei velotzanan. Ein machzin hashav doesn't say you're not allowed to reset a broken bone. Amar Rav Chana begadasa. Amar Shmuel halach masin hashav. You can put it back. So why can't you do it like this? Amalei hukul b'chad mechisa mechitinu. You think? So he says we're all those the same thing. Hechad imar itmar hechad lo itmar lo itmar. It's talking about specifically a broken bone, non dislocation. Those are two separate things, and therefore. You still are not allowed to explicitly, in a normal way, relocate your bones. You have to just wash normally, and then if it happens, it happens. Hazron lach chavis. New Mishnah. Show adam echavir kadeyayim kadeshem uvash lo yomer lo halveni. Person can borrow a barrel of wine and pitchers of oil as long as they don't say, can you lend it to me? In the word halva, implies a certain business transaction, as we see in the Gemara. The concern is that you're going to write things down. And a woman can also take bread from her friend. If you don't believe he's going to pay you back afterwards, well, you can just put the talis there. And after Shabbos, you come back and say, hey, can I get that back? In terms of the carbon Pesach, if you want to be part of someone's Pesach, and it was Shabbos on Erev Pesach, so you basically say the same type of thing. You just put down the talus as if that was sort of symbolic of the fact that you're going to be part of the carbon Pesach, and then you can make the business transaction afterward. You can pay him later. But on Shabbos, you shouldn't do any business transactions explicitly. So now we're going to talk about Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chanan. What does it make a difference if you say the word hashilenu, which means borrow, or halvenu, which means lend? So amarle hashilenu lo asu lemirtav. You just borrow, you're not going to write it down, because borrowing, you can ask for it right away, and therefore you don't have to remember it for as long. Halveni, however, if it's a formal halva, a formal lending process, so you actually have 30 days, and therefore asu lemirtav, you're going to write it down, so you don't forget that the person owes you something. Sometimes we use the word hashileni and people really mean 30 days, and they don't care if you actually change it into a halva. And therefore, you should be concerned that you're going to write it down in both places. So Amalei, skipping the parentheses of Shabbos, Kevin hashileni hu deshar la'abanan, because now we know that the hasha'ala, the words hashileni to borrow, are the ones that specifically the rabbis say were okay. And halveni lo sharulei, and halveni is the wrong word. So minkra milsav lost in the mechtav, specifically those words, people are going to be careful because they know that one's good and one's not. Interesting svara. I'm sure there's some conversation about that. Amalei Rav Bar Chanan La'abai, another statement that they talked about together. Michti Avra Rabbanan Kol Mil Yom Tov Kamad Yav Shalishnu Meshanin. Any time that you're allowed to do something on Yom Tov for food, you still should change a little bit. Hani Nashi Demalin Chasvayu Maya Maya Tam Elo Mashinan Meshanyan. These women that go with their pitchers to fill up with water, why don't they change their ways? They're not doing anything different. They're not doing anything out of the ordinary when they do that. So the Gemara says, Mishun Tulu Afshar. So the Gemara says, wait a second, hey, chilavid, what should they do? Demalin L'chatzpah Rabbah, if they were usually filling up big pictures, Demalin L'chatzpah Duzuta, should they fill up small pictures? Ha'kamam Vashla B'Yilucha. Then you're going to be walking more. That's more exertion. Demalin L'chatzpah Zuta, Demalin L'chatzpah Rabbah, if they usually go with small pictures to go with big pictures, Kamam Vashla Masoi. Then they're carrying more. That's also more exertion. Over the page onto Amud Beis, Nifro Sudra Asili Schita. If you're going to use some kind of cloth to cover the vessel, and that's going to be the abnormality that you use, so then it's going to come to wring out the cloth that they're carrying with water. What else should they do? Maybe they should cover it with a lid and then tie it with some kind of tie that's going to be undone, and then you're going to want to retie it, and therefore there's no great way to do something unusual when you're picking up water from with the pitcher, and therefore they don't do anything different. You shouldn't clap and you shouldn't dance on Yantiv. But people do it, and we don't stop them. Wait a second, there's also this issue with people walking, people sitting by the entrances even though we told them they shouldn't, because they're going to come to lose something, and then they're going to have to walk in 4 amos to go pick it up, and they'll walk it back, and they're going to be transgressing either Havara or Hotzah. But people do it, and we don't stop them. These women sit by the entrance of the Mavoi, and they put their jugs down, and we don't tell them not to do it. So the Gemara says, "Ella hanachli Yisrael mutzachir shogim avim." It was even famous Gemara here that no, it's better for them to do it by accident, meaning they are doing something wrong. But if we would tell them, so then they're going to do it wrong still. But now they're going to know, and they're going to be doing it on purpose. So the Gemara says, "Savra mina hani mili derabanan aval b'deraisa lo." Maybe that's only because it's a din derabanan, but if it's a deraisa, they wouldn't. Then you would still have to tell them. V'lohi loshana b'deraban v'loshana b'deraisa. No, really, even if it's a deraisa, you'd still be machmir to say. You'd be makel to say that you don't tell them about what they're doing wrong. And because the extension of Yom Kippur is daraisa. We don't tell them to stop eating when it's getting close to Yom Kippur, even though technically Tosefes Yom Kippurim is a daraisa. Now this is even a drasha of a daraisa. The Rashba points out that if it was an explicit daraisa, so then you would tell them, but because Tosefes Yom Kippurim is learned out from a drasha, from the 9th, so then we don't tell them because it's only a drasha and we can't expect them to know it. For more on this, you should listen to the women's classes that we have in terms of the mitzvah of tochacha. Okay, v'chein ish mechavder kikaros, a woman can borrow bread from her neighbor. Der Shabbos hu da'aser av abachol shaper dami. So then, is she allowed to take food during the weekday? Lema masnisa look a hill. Maybe it's not like Hillel. It's not v'chein hay hill omer lo tava ish kikaros chaverta ashtas dami shadami yikru chitim minitzu bos lidei ribis. So you shouldn't trade with, you shouldn't lend with food, because by the time you get it back, so maybe the price of the food has changed, and therefore there's going to be ribbis applied to it. So maybe this is not going according to Hillel, who says that you shouldn't do such a thing, even on Shabbos, even on the weekday. So the Gemara says, no, I feel tame Hillel, ha ba'asur de kitz ma'ayu, ha ba'asur de lo kitz ma'ayu. The reason that you have to worry concerned in that situation is because the prices fluctuate, but here, the price of bread is in a fixed amount, and therefore even Hillel would say a woman is allowed to borrow and lend bread. Vim eno ma'amino, if you don't believe him, so itmar halavos yom tov, Rabbi Yossi of Omer, lo nitin litava, Rabbi Omer litin litava. When you borrow something on Yantif, so the question is, can you get it paid back or not? Meaning that for Yantif, so maybe because you don't have any restrictions in terms of food, but you do have restrictions in terms of business dealing, so if you give something to somebody, you can't ask for it back afterwards. It's just whatever they use. You cannot claim it later on because it's Yantif. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So Rabbi Yosef says you can't get it back in court. Why? Rabbi Yosef, if you could get it back, so then there should be a problem of writing it down. Clearly there's not. Rabbi Amar Nitin Litava Di Amar Lo Nitna. He says you should be able to get it back, because if you couldn't get it back, if you're not going to be able to get it back, so no one's going to lend out, and therefore you're going to take away from Simchas Yontov. So Gemara says, our Mishnah says, if you don't believe him, so you put the talis there as a collateral. So Gemara says, wait a second. If you can't get it back, if you can't get it back, so that's why you have to put the talis down, so you make sure you get something back. If, however, it's going to be paid back, so just give it to him, and then later on you can bring him to court and get your stuff back, or you get the money back. So he doesn't want to go through a court system, that's why he puts the talis down, to make sure he gets his money back, but otherwise he is technically allowed to go into the court if he wanted to. It's just people don't want to go through the whole process, so they just put the talis down. That's why the Mishnah says that. So the Gemara says, let's say it's the end of Elul. So if it's so you're giving out food on Yantif, you're giving out some of your cow, and it's Rosh Hashanah, right? So if it was a full year, therefore the lending that you're doing with the meat is going to be taking place on the 30th of Elul, and therefore by the time the next year comes around, it's going to be a Shemitah year, it's going to get rid of that loan, and therefore you're not obligated to pay it back. V'im lav eino meshaveh, and it's not, meaning that it's already the first of the year, so that means that your lending happens on the first of the year, and it's not going to cancel out that loan, and therefore you can still go get it afterwards. So Gemara says, wait a second, vilot in the tava. But if on yantif any food you give out is not able to be taken back in court, so what is my mishamet? What does that mean? It's going to be canceled the debt. There is no debt. There's never a debt over something you give out on yantif. Shani hasam. Gemara says no. Shani hasam diglayim also b'cholu, that it was clear that it was a regular weekday, and therefore the loan could be claimed in court. And that's why it has to be said, meaning that it was an Ubar, meaning it was the 30th day of Elul, and therefore that wasn't the real day of Yantif. So therefore, we're not going to invoke this principle of that it's not redeemable in court, because this wasn't really Yantif, and therefore you could redeem it in court afterwards. The only reason you can't is because of Meshamet, is because it was canceled because of Shemitah. So it says, Tashma Misefa, Im Lav Enu Meshamet, and if you don't, and if it's not a Shchodesh Me'ubar, so then it's not going to be canceled. So wait a second, what does that mean? It's not going to be canceled. That's why the Mishnah has to tell us that it's not canceled, because typically, if it was canceled, because typically there is such a thing as a debt, and therefore we have to tell you that it's not canceled. That debt that you created is not canceled. Therefore, there is a debt. But if you're saying there's no way to redeem it in court, am I enu mishami? Why do we have to tell you that it's not going to be canceled? There's nothing to cancel. There's nothing there. Diyavlei shakil. It's really basically saying if a person's nice about it and he wants to give him the money back, he can take it. That's what it means. So Gemara says the other way, Mechlad Dereisha Iyayavlei lo shakil. Does that mean that if you give him in the first part that he's not allowed to take it? When it says Meshamet, that the loan is canceled, so does that mean that if you give him, he's not allowed to take it back based on how you understood the Seifa? So Gemara says, no, Reisha Tzarech Lemeimarlei Meshamet Ani. In the Reisha, you have to say to the person, Meshamet Ani, I am canceling this loan, I don't want it. Seifa lo Tzarech Lemeimarlei Meshamet Ani. In the Seifa, however, the person who's lending it doesn't have to say, I'm canceling it, because it continues. If he wants to accept payment later, he can still take it. Just like the Mishnah tells us, if someone gives back a loan on Shvi'ah, so you should tell them, no, I canceled the loan, I don't need it back. And if the person says, no, I still want to give you the money, because we judge from the pasuk that you have to speak about it, and if you speak it out, so then you'd be allowed to take it. Even if it goes against what the Torah says, if you worked it out between yourselves, so that'll be okay. So Rav Avya Shaka Mashkona, Rav Avya would take collateral whenever he would give something on a loan or some kind on Shabbos. Rabba Bar Ula Mi'ara Mi'arume, Rabba Bar Ula would always circumvent the issue by taking something from the borrower after Yantif. He would always make sure he would get it. He wouldn't do it on Yantif, he would get it later. So Chen Erev Pesach, and similar with Erev Pesach, you could get the Pesach offering that you need for the Karban Pesach, even if it's Shabbos. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Machdish on Pesach b'Shabbos, you can be Machdish a Pesach on Shabbos. Chagigas v'yantov, and you can do the Chagig on Yantov also. So name of Masalev, Chen Erev Pesach, Shishlam, Shechalios b'Shabbos, Manech, Talis, Lazdob, Nosal Pesach v'Losu, Yimachash, V'Nachar Shabbos, Yachar Yomtov. Rabbi Yochanan says, or our Mishnah says, that you're allowed to put the talis down as collateral and take piece of the sort of gain a part of the Pesach that the person's offering, even if it's Shabbos. So that seems to agree with Rabbi Yochanan, who says you can actually be Makdish, the Karban Pesach, on Shabbos itself, because here too you're sort of being Makdish, your own personal stake in the Karban on Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, Hachamah Eskin, Mimamena Achirma Ima Pesach, Dimei Karban Mikdash V'Kai. In our situation, the guy already established that the person was going to be there, and therefore it's already Makadish. And that's why it's okay for our Mishnah to say that you can be Memuna on the Karban Pesach by just putting the talis down, because it was already already happened. But wait a second, we said that you're not allowed to establish yourself as part of an animal for Yantif. So how can you apply for it on Shabbos if you're not allowed to do it on Yantif? So Shani Hach came to Ragel, so command the Imdala Meikaradami. These two people had a relationship, and therefore the borrower, or the one that wants a stake in the carbon or a stake in the animal, it's as if he was already given a stake, because this person knew he was coming. And therefore it's not like he really did it on Shabbos or Yantif anyway. Vatani Rabbi Hoshia Hol Khadmetzel Roa Ha Ragel Sovenos and Lotalpischomakishviotibo. But didn't Rabbi Yosha say you're allowed to go to a shepherd that you're used to, and you can say you want this sheep for your Karban Pesach, and it works. So Gemara says, it's as if it was already done from beforehand, because they're so close to each other. Wait a second, it says Makdish, it says the word Makdish, which literally means you can sanctify it on Shabbos, on Yantif. So how do you understand it? So Hekdish Ilu Midrabanan, that's just sort of a general thing that the rabbi said to do to make it some more of a formal process, but technically it already happened beforehand. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hach, did Rabbi Yochanan really say you're allowed to be makshed carbon on Shabbos itself? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hach, Stam Mishnah. Again, same thing as last daf. The Stam Mishnah, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Lo Makishim, Lo Marichim, Lo Marchamirim, Lo Magmim, but Trumos, my answer is called Elo Biyom Tov Amru Kavachom Rishabbos. You're not allowed to do all these things. You're not allowed to evaluate. You're not allowed to sanctify. You're not allowed to put things in Cherub. You can't do all these things on. You can't do all these things on Shabbos. You can't separate Trumos. So all these things you can't do on Yantif. So all the more so you can't do on Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Lo kasha kan b'chovas shekabulam zman." That's referring to things that kan b'chovas shekabulam zman. The time that Rabbi Yochanan would say, based on this Stam Mishnah, unattributed Mishnah, that you would be allowed to. That's only when it's a situation, or that you wouldn't be allowed to. The Stam Mishnah is saying that you're not allowed to do because it doesn't have a set time to do it. If, however, there was a set time, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. The Karban Pesach, you're allowed to do it because you need to do it by that time. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow morning.